Heist, written by Robert Schofield and read by David Tredinnick. Stopwatch was still 10 metres away when Ford pushed himself to his feet and ran in a crouch for the back of the van. He threw himself inside and turned to close the doors. Stopwatch raised the gun to fire, and Ford pulled the first door towards him, flattening himself behind it. When a bullet punched through the door a hand's breadth from his head, he discovered the rear compartment wasn't armoured. Ducking low, he reached for the other door and pulled it closed as a second and third round came through the door. He slid the bottom bolt across. As he reached for the upper bolt, he looked out of the rear window. The three men who had stayed by the plane were now sprinting towards the van, fanning out and unslinging their weapons. Stopwatch was still walking calmly towards him with the revolver raised. He saw the muzzle flash and the glass in front of him cracked. The fifth bullet ripped through the door, and he felt a hot stab in his shoulder. He looked down to see a tear in his shirt with blood blooming around it. Ford dropped down onto the floor of the van as the other three men opened up. The AKs punched lines of holes through the sides of the van, and a shotgun blast peppered the rear doors. They were aiming high. Ford crawled on his belly down the narrow gap between the bench seats towards the armoured compartment. A second burst of automatic fire hit the van. This time they were aiming low, but Ford was protected by two toolboxes that had been pushed under the benches on the other side. Halfway down the van was the partition to the armoured compartment. Its door hung open, ripped, buckled, and scorched where the locks had been blown, but still attached by its top hinge. Ford crawled inside the compartment and pulled the door behind him with his foot. The guard lay slumped sideways in the far corner, his knees to his chest and his head down. Ford couldn't see his face, but he saw the trail of blood from his ear. He was younger than Ford had expected, his face boyish and his hair long and sun-bleached. There were shredded pages of a book scattered around the compartment, and Ford wondered how long it had been since he left school. He wasn't sure if the man was dead or unconscious. A third burst of gunfire hit the van, and Ford heard it ricochet off the partition. He tried to calculate how long he might be safe here if they had any more explosives. They wouldn't wait around trying to get to him, he knew. They'd want to get themselves and the plane out of here as soon as possible.